Amen. I appreciate these young folks coming up and sharing their music with us. And so you wrote this last song. That's fantastic. Good job. You know, I can't even hardly read a song, let alone write one, you know. I see this talent, and I think how good it is and how great everything is. I want to go to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to look at a few scriptures today. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for this day that you blessed us with and an opportunity to come. And we worship and praise you in all things. God, we thank you for being a God that watches over and loves us and takes care of us each and every day. Father, we just pray that your will be done in this service. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 11, if you'll turn there with me, we're going to talk about a few promises of God. We're going to talk about spiritual checkup just in a few minutes. I didn't know. I thought about this all week. Jake started this morning talking about going to get a physical. And, you know, I'd already had these thoughts during the week that I go for physicals too. And they physically check me over and they check this and they check that and check all these things. And I got thinking about, you know, I believe there's times that we just need to have a spiritual checkup to be sure everything's right. You know, one of the worst fears I have as a pastor, one of the worst things that I could imagine happen is that I stand in this pulpit and look back at your faces every Sunday, and when I get to heaven, you're not there. So I think there's times we need a spiritual checkup to be sure we got it all right. Because I'm telling you what, I'd sure hate that. Now I'm going. I've already made the way. It's through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no doubt. And I hope everybody here has. But I think there's times we need to just kind of check up on ourselves and be sure we've got it right according to the Word of God. See, there's a plan that man would tell you, but there's a plan that God has that'll work every time. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13, we're going to talk a little bit about promises. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, that's Old Testament. Amen. This is Old Testament. And we'll get on into the New Testament in a few minutes. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil, and I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And so when we start into the Word of God and we start talking about his promises, he said, if you'll do this and this, I'm going to do these things, you know. And it's a promise from God, and he wants us to give him all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, that we worship him as God only, not other God. And he talks about all these things and promises that he's going to give. Now, we understand that this is Old Testament. Jesus hadn't yet died on the cross of Calvary. But I want you to know, because Jesus died and we came into grace, does not delete these promises. I still believe they're good today as they were in that day, that it'll still work, that if you shall love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, with all your soul, there's rewards and there's blessings in these things. Praise God. And I can look around here. I'm going to tell you, anybody here that's got something in this world, it's because God allowed you to get it. A lot of people say, look what I've done. I can't say that. I just have to say, look what God's done, because he controls all these things. I want to go over, and like I said, we're going to have a physical and a spiritual checkup this morning. How many of you go for a physical? I think it's a good thing. You know, I never would till I had heart problems and a stroke and you name 14 other things, you know, problem. And I learned real quick that it might be better off to go get a checkup and head some of these things off. Jerry, you can say amen. There you go. I know. I'd look through the congregation and say, you know, somebody can say amen. We've learned better to not go. But it's good to get a physical checkup. But I got thinking this morning about a spiritual checkup, that we want to know that we have what God requires for us to get to heaven. He's already supplied it. All we have to do is believe it. You know, we're talking about under grace. Amen. When Jesus said it's finished, he is talking about the law. And from that point on, we were under grace. And I thank God for grace. But now when we start talking about salvation, Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, very plain, it said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Amen. That name is Jesus. That's the name I preach for salvation, is Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross of Calvary. And we start talking about Jesus. I'm telling you, that name has power. It's the only name going to get you to heaven. Now, if you've claimed anything less than that name, if you've sought any other direction to get you there, you're not going to make it. I'll just tell you very plain. There's a heaven, there's a hell, and there's going to be people in both places. Amen. So we start talking about Jesus, and I want to go back, and I want us to go right down Romans and Roman Road, and we want to talk about God's plan for salvation. You know, I'd hate to get to heaven one day, start looking around and say, well, wonder where so-and-so's at. Wonder what happened. Wonder why they're not here. And it'd be a sad thing for me as a pastor that I'm responsible for your spiritual well-being, that I didn't give you a checkup according to the word of God. Not on my word. It's not about what I think, but it's what God says. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. We're going to look at a few scriptures this morning. Romans 3 and verse 10 said, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Now, that's the word of God. You know, that's what we have. That none are righteous, no, not one. You know, that's not my opinion. I'm not condemning anybody, but this word of God, I'm telling you, if there's any righteousness in you today, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's on His righteousness and His well-doing. And so we have this word of God, and this is to convict everybody, to let them know that they need a Savior. I'm telling you, you need Jesus in your life if you're going to have a hope of going to heaven. You know, I've talked to people a lot of times, and they've got people, parents and loved ones already in heaven, and they say, I'd like to go. All they got to do, believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. First of all, you got to know that you need a Savior. You got to know that you need Jesus for your hope of salvation. It goes down in Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that'd be a waste of time for anybody to stand up and tell me how good you are. Right? You know, that'd be a problem. People say, well, I don't think I need this. I don't think I need that. According to the Word of God, it said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we are all found lacking at some time during our life. Until we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we fell short. Romans 5 and 12. Romans Road, y'all just stay with me. Some people say, what did I do wrong? You had Adam in your lineage. That's what you did wrong. In your family line, there was a man back there that defied God, him and a wife, and through that you inherited enough sin to condemn you to hell. Some people say, well, boy, that don't seem fair that I'm responsible for what some of my kinfolks did. Because we're all lineage of Adam. You know, that was the beginning. And so in 5 and 12 it said, wherefore, as by one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Amen. So here we go, looking at the Word of God. And I hear people, I've heard people before say, well, I don't know if I've sinned or not. Well, Jake read that this morning out of the book of James, that not only what we do, but what we don't do is sin, you know. And I'm telling you, if you thought it, you might as well have done it. You're guilty of it. Amen. It counts. You know, we don't like to get in that. Well, I didn't do it. You thought it. And so we continue in this in Romans 6 and 23, let's look at it just real quick. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, I was going up to preach a funeral one day, and an older preacher walked up and he said, well, sin got another one, didn't he? You know, that sounds hard. You know, he's talking about his nephew laying there in the casket. He said, well, sin got another one. But you know, we have the Word of God. That's what really kills us is a sin. You know, that's what takes our lives. And I thought about this, a sin that took his life, except it was just the flesh that it got, and the spirit was still alive and well. And I took it up with the old preacher. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, well, all we got's the flesh. I said, sin got the flesh. It's laid down. We're going to bury it after a while. But the Spirit's alive. Because I'd heard the young man's testimony. I'd heard him talk about the Lord. And I'd heard him talk about his, and make, confess his belief in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Romans 5 and chapter 5 and verse 8. But God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. Boy, this goes way back with me. I'm talking about I had God love me enough that he let his son die before I was saved. I mean, while we're yet sinners, you know, before I was saved, before I accepted anything, God loved me enough. He said, well, I'm going to extend my love to him, and I'm going to let him believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be saved. I'll guarantee you, I wasn't always a preacher. And it still shocks a few people on Sand Mountain when they hear about it. It's just been 30 years, I don't know. Sooner or later, they'll get the hint, won't they? Sooner or later, they'll get the hint. But when I thought about this love of God, and I'm sure they could people stand up all over this church and testify that you wasn't much when God saved you either. Romans chapter 10. Y'all turn over with me. Romans chapter 10. Here comes the answer. Here's what it takes to be sure you've got it right. Now we went through the reasoning why you need it. Why you ought to you need something to get you into heaven. And in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. When I start talking about hearing people's testimony, that's usually what I'm listening for, that they'll confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Knowing that he died on the cross of Calvary. Knowing that he shed his blood for our remission and the forgiveness of our sin. And so when we start talking about it, a lot of people want to make it a hard thing to be saved. It's not hard to be saved. Not at all. And it's not hard for God to keep what he saves either. In verse 10, for the heart of man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whom whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so here's the word of God coming. It convicts us and tells us why we need a Savior, and then it tells us how to get one. I'm telling you, you can have a Savior today. You can walk out of this place a changed person. I hope everybody here is saved, but if you're not sure, we've had a spiritual checkup. You've been to the Lord. He knows more than your doctor does. He knows more than everybody does. And what I want you to understand is you've been checked up. You know, when I go to the doctor, Jake stood here this morning and said that they always ask him, did he eat right? And he said no. And they always said, do you exercise? And he said no. And said he'd finally get around to the weight thing. He said that medical problem, oh, overweight. I don't have those problems. But I'd hope that if I went and sat before my doctor and he found something wrong, he'd tell me I need to correct it, need to change it. Now that's what it's about. I'm here today. If you got something wrong, I want you to correct it and change it. I can't change it for you, but you can change it by believing on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You might think, well, I've always known about Jesus, but I've never accepted him. I've never believed on him. This may be your day. I'd hate to know that one day I get up in heaven and I recall this memory of this day in church, and I see your face, you're sitting there, but when I get to heaven, I miss it. Shane and Samantha, y'all come sing. We're going to let y'all sing. We're going to have an altar call. I don't know. She may not even be here. I saw her earlier. Tell her to get out of here. Anyway, I want you to think about your life with God. Have you believed on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Have you made him your king, you know, that's what it's about. These promises I read from Old Testament, the way you start getting any of those is that you believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You want these promises of God? Believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what you do. That's the first thing we have to do in the age of grace. Now, in the law, they could do this and do that. We're not under the law. We're under grace. God has given us grace to save us. It said, by the works of man, no flesh shall be justified. So, you know, we get that indication. We get that word from God. So, we've had a checkup. I want you to listen to what God's saying to your heart. What's He saying to you this morning? They're going to sing. Anybody need to pray? Y'all come on. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you need to fall out right now to start on. Avoid the rush. Just come on down. I want to know that you're in heaven. I want to know. Everybody stand. God bless
you. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars. Scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly buried.
Amen.
He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art! How great Thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God. How great Thou art! How great Thou art! When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart! Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great Thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to great Thou art. Then
I want to tell everybody here something. If God dealt with you today and God spoke to your heart, you don't have to be in church to be saved. I got saved in Miss White's potato field, right down the dirt one day. But I found Jesus and accepted what he had done on the cross of Calvary for my sin. I got down a sinner and got up a new person. And God will save you anywhere you're at, as long as you'll humbly call on him. You don't have to be in church. It's between you and God. I think it'd be nice for you to let somebody know, because, you know, there's people that's concerned and people that love you and people that be excited to hear that you got saved by God's grace. It's always good news, isn't it? So just keep that in mind as we dismiss. See y'all back tonight. Everybody can come back just and be with us. Brother Chris dismisses in prayer, please.